participation sport and not just a spectator sport. So if you can join with us on any of the songs, we would be most grateful. Not to the point of excess, of course, but we would think that you would enjoy the performance more if you were whistling, stomping, clapping, singing along. Besides, it keeps you from throwing things.
Feel free to throw money, though. Why not?
Yonder mountain free, where blossoms smell the sweetest, come move along with me. It's every Sunday morning when I am by your side. We'll jump into the wagon and we'll all take a ride. Oh, wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon. Yes, wait for the wagon and we'll all take a ride. Where the river runs like silver and the birds they sing so sweet. I have a cabin, Philistere, and something good to eat. Come listen to my story, it will relieve my heart. And jump into the wagon, and off we will start. Wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon. Yes, wait for the wagon, and we'll all take a ride. Do you believe my Philistere, old Mike with all his wealth, could make you half so happy as I with you can help? We'll have a little farm, a horse, a pig, and cow. Ooh. And you will find the dairy, a light who guides the plow. So wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon. Yes, wait for the wagon, and we'll all take a ride. Your lips are red as poppies, your hair so slick and neat. I'll braid it up with dahlias and hollyhock so sweet. It's every Sunday morning when I am by your side. We'll jump into the wagon, and we'll all take a ride.
I say wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon. Yes, wait for the wagon and we'll all take a ride.
Here's your chance to participate now. If you feel that early American aerobics looks fantastic, go ahead and indulge yourself.
Together on life's journey, we'll travel till we stop. And if we have no trouble, we'll reach the happy top. So come with me, my Phyllis, my dear, my lovely bride. It's jump into the wagon and off we will ride.
I say wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon. Yes, wait for the wagon and we'll all take a ride.
Yeah.
I say wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon. Yes, wait for the wagon and we'll all take a ride.
Thank you kindly. Now, many of you have wondered and said to us, say there, 97th Regimental String Band, why is it that you all dress up in those woolly Yankee suits of yours? Well, the truth is known. Don't tell anybody, but we are Yankees. Yes, it's true. How many of y'all out there are Yankees? And how many of y'all are rebels? No.
I'm kind of nervous about this. Where's the back door out of this place?
Now, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. If you're truly rebels, you don't say yeah. You know what you say. You say yee-haw. How many rebels are there?
Yee-haw!
That's a little bit. What makes you so nervous here? What's going on here?
Like I said, I'd like to know where the back door is out of this place.
They don't have a back door in this place.
Where do they want one?
You just stick with us. Say, is this the only time you've been this nervous?
No. I was this nervous whenever I graduated from the third grade into the fourth grade.
Third grade, huh?
Yeah, I was so nervous I almost forgot to shave that morning.
He's about right. We're going to honor Stephen Foster, we hope,
with
a little travesty of a song that was very popular among the soldiers during the Civil War, the recent unpleasantness between the states. They took old Stephen's song called, thanks for that one, Whitey. They took old Stephen's song there called Hard Times Come Again No More, and they changed it into hard crackers. Now, a hard cracker was a mighty little piece of bread that the army distributed in great quantities, thinking that the soldiers could possibly eat them. In this, they were sadly mistaken. Although some of the soldiers did manage to pound a few down their throats, the rest they used for target practice and shooting at the rebels, frisbee style, called hard crackers, and it honors the great army bread. Vigo on the dulcimer here.
Our tin cups in our hand as we all stand by the cook's tent door, while dried mummies of hard crackers are handed to each man. Oh, hard tack, come again no more, is the song, the sigh of the hungry. Hard tack, hard tack, upon our stomach sore. Oh, hard tack, come again no more. There's a hungry, thirsty soldier, dressed in rags, his clothes, his better days are over, and he's sighing now for whiskey in a voice as dry as hay. He sings, hard tack, come again no more, is the song, the sigh of the hungry. Hard tack, hard tack, come again no more. Many days have lingered upon our stomach sore. Oh, hard tack, come again no more. Tis the wail that is murmured in camp both night and day. Tis the cry that is mingled with each snore. Tis the sighing of the soul for spring chickens far away. Oh, hard tack, come again no more.
Jonas, if you know the words.
Come song, the sigh of the hungry. Hard tack, hard tack. But to all these wails and murmurs, there comes a sudden hush, as frail forms are fainting at the door. For they feed us now on horse feed, that the cooks call mush. Oh, hard tack, come again once more. 'Tis the dying wail of the hungry. Oh, hard tack, hard tack, come again once more. Many days have you lingered upon our stomach sore. Oh, hard tack, come again once more.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a moment in history.
Ta-da-da-da-da.
We take you now to the study of Stephen Collins Foster, where he struggles to perfect his latest tune.
Boys, boys, I have a big problem here. I have a large, inundated
yes,
problem
do.
Here.
Yes,
don't get personal, boys. I hired you for your talents, not your good looks. Now, listen, I've just written this wonderful song, and it lacks but one word.
What kind of word is that?
I need a word. I need the name of a southern river.
Can
you boys help me out?
We got one.
All right, let's hear a little of it. Run it by me here.
Way down upon the Yazoo River.
Wait, stop.
No.
I don't want any Yazoo. Yazoo, what in the world is a Yazoo?
How about a North Carolinian river?
Yeah.
All right. Try that one on me. Let's see.
Way down upon the P.D. River.
No, not P.D. No P.D.'s in my song.
How about a Florida river?
Let's go south of Florida.
Here we go.
Okay.
Way down upon the Withlacoochee River.
No, stop.
That's not going to do it?
No, boys. Boy, it's not going to do it all. Withlacoochee, that's way too many syllables.
I don't think we ever...
Now, wait a minute. Isn't there a southern river, a Florida river by the name of the Suwannee?
Yeah, but that's three syllables.
We'll scrunch it up.
Yeah, we can do that. Let's try it once.
I don't think it'll go.
Oh, we got confidence. Go ahead.
Way down upon the Suwannee River, far, far away, that's where my heart is burning ever, that's where the old folks stay. All up and down the whole creation, sadly I roam, still longing for and for the old folks at home.
Let's try the chorus.
All the world and sad and dreary everywhere I roam. Oh, dark is how my heart grows weary, far from the old folks at home. All round the little farm I wander,
thank you kindly. I'd like to favor you now with a rousing battle cry of freedom type of song, one for which the northern and southern soldiers were so famous, singing soldiers they were, and this is one that roused their spirits, a northern song, so you Yankees feel the hoorah for the Union here.
Oh, new strings.
Bring the good old bugle, boys, we'll sing another song. Sing it with the spirit that will start the world along. Sing it as we used to sing it 50,000 strong while we were marching to Georgia. Hurrah, hurrah, we bring the jubilee. Hurrah, hurrah, the flag that makes you free. So we sang the chorus from Atlanta to the sea while we were marching to Georgia.
turkeys shouted when they heard the joyful sound. How the turkeys gobbled, which our commissary found. How the sweet potatoes even started from the ground. While we were marching through Georgia, hurrah, hurrah, we bring the jubilee. Hurrah, hurrah, the flag makes you free. So we sang the chorus from Atlanta to the sea. While we were marching to Georgia, yes, and there were Union men who wept with joyful tears when they saw the honor flag they had not seen for years. Hardly could they be restrained from breaking forth in cheers. While we were marching to Georgia, hurrah, hurrah, we bring the jubilee. Hurrah, hurrah, the flag makes you free. So we sang the chorus from Atlanta to the sea. While we were marching to Georgia, Sherman's dashing Yankee boys will never reach the coast. So the saucy rebel said, and 'twas a handsome boast. Had they not forgot, alas, to reckon with the host. While we were marching through Georgia, hurrah, hurrah, we bring you jubilee. Hurrah, hurrah, the flag makes you free. So we sang the chorus from Atlanta to the sea. While we were marching through Georgia.
In latitude 300 to the main, treason fled before us, for resistance was in vain. While we were marching to Georgia, hurrah, hurrah, we bring the jubilee. Hurrah, hurrah, the flag makes you free. So we sang the chorus from Atlanta to the sea. While we were marching to
one more time,
hurrah, hurrah, we bring the jubilee.
Ladies and gentlemen, remember now, Abraham Lincoln did not die in vain. No, sir, he died in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
One more.
That's what my clock says. Mickey's hands are
We got to do both. We can do
roll
both.
Oh, all right. Well.
We can do both. Let me tell the story of the Alabama first.
Briefly.
Very briefly. There was a Confederate commerce raider called the Alabama, which was a fine steam frigate built in Liverpool, England, for the Confederacy. Manned by British and Confederate sailors, which preyed upon northern commerce. It was very, very successful, and the Alabama was sought for many, many years before they were finally cornered in the port of Cherbourg, France. Now, when the Kearsarge, the Union frigate who found the Alabama in Cherbourg, France, found the Alabama, he could not go into the port, French territory, to fight the Alabama, so he did what all Americans do. Two good things. First of all, he sent him an invitation to come on out with his ship and fight, which the Alabama did. And the second thing, of course, was the two captains bet on the outcome, which is, again, a very American tradition.
Pink slips.
Yes.
Let's go. Title for title.
All right. This one is a heaving song also.
Oh.
When the Alabama's keel was laying, roll, Alabama, roll. It was laid in the yard of Jonathan Lead. Oh, roll, Alabama, roll. It was laid in the yard of Jonathan Lead. Roll, Alabama, roll. It was laid in the town of Birkenhead. Oh, roll, Alabama, roll. Down the Mersey way she rolled it then. Roll, Alabama, roll. Liverpool fitted her with guns and men. Oh, roll, Alabama, roll. From the western isle she sailed forth. Roll, Alabama, roll. To destroy the commerce of the north. Oh, roll, Alabama, roll. To Cherbourg port she sailed one day. Roll, Alabama, roll. To take her count of
prize money. Oh, roll, Alabama, roll.
Many a sailor lad foresaw his doom. Roll, Alabama, roll.
When the Kearsarge hove in view, oh, roll, Alabama, roll.
A ball from the forward pivot that day, roll, Alabama, roll.
Shot the Alabama stern away, oh, roll, Alabama, roll.
Off the 3 mile limit in 64, roll, Alabama, roll.
The Alabama sank to the ocean floor, oh, roll, Alabama, roll.
When the Alabama's keel was laid, roll, Alabama, roll.
It was laid in the yard of Jonathan Laird. Oh, roll, Alabama, roll.
This is it. No jokes.
Huh?
No jokes.
Oh.
Oh. You don't know what you're missing. I'll catch you next time.
Me and Lem Briggs and old Bill Brown took a load of corn to town. My old Jim Dog, or real cuss, he just naturally bothered us. Every time I come down, the boys go to kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound, he gotta quit kicking my dog around. Dog around, dog around, gotta quit kicking my dog around. As we drift past Johnson's store, past the yaps come out the door. Jimmy scooted behind the box with all them fellers rolling rocks. Every time I come to town, boys go to kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound, he gotta quit kicking my dog around. Dog around, dog around, gotta quit kicking my dog around. They tied a can to old Jim's tail and run him past the county jail. That just naturally made us sore. Then he cussed and Billy swore. Say, every time I come to town, boys go to kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound. You gotta quit kicking my dog around. Dog around, dog around. You gotta quit kicking my dog around. Me and Lem Briggs and old Bill Brown lost no time in getting down. We wiped them fellers on the ground for kicking my old dog Jim around. Every time I come to town, the boys go to kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound, he gotta quit kicking my dog around. Dog around, dog around, gotta quit kicking my dog around.
You're coming all to pieces there, son.
Jim seen his duty there and then, he laid into them gentlemen. He sure must up the courthouse square with rags and meat and pie and hair. Every time I come to town, boys go to kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound, he gotta quit kicking my dog around. Dog around, dog around, gotta quit kicking my dog around. Every time I come to town, boys go to kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound, he gotta quit kicking my dog
here.
Around.
Dog around,
around,
around.
Thank you. Good evening. Vigo on the feet.
The 97th Regimental String Band. Let's give them another. Well, isn't that nice? And I declare that I believe the heavy dew has ceased to be heavy dew. Isn't that nice? And we appreciate all you stalwart people. I went some years ago to 10 folk festivals in upstate New York at Fox Hollow. It was a festival modeled after our festival, the Beers Festival. And 1 year, so help me, Hannah, it rained unceasingly for 4 days and 4 nights. And by the time it was over, all we could do was just slick and slide. But we survived, and we had a wonderful time. Our next participant is a very special person. Since the festival was set up 35 years ago, no matter who was on the program, it was a hard and fast rule that we could not present a Florida Folk Festival without representation of the first citizens of Florida, the Seminoles. And that's been true since its inception. And we've made many wonderful friends. And a case in point is our next performer. He is truly a remarkable man. I'll tell you something. He is the one who has set up all that bingo playing down in the Big Cypress. I think I'm going to go down there and put my 50 cents worth sometime and see if I can't win a Winnebago or who knows what. But it's a wonderful thing because the money engendered there with that goes right back to the Seminole people. And that is truly worthwhile. He's a 20th century sport. He flies a plane, has a Winnebago, and who knows, he might have a Mercedes for all I know. He has a lovely wife and two sweet little girls. The important thing is he wants his people to succeed. And under his direction, they are succeeding. He likes picking and singing, and he's written some songs and put out an album. Let's welcome James Billy to the stage.
Oh, thank you.
That's lovely. I'm so glad you're here.
Chi han damo. You're supposed to say, I'm here for some. Chi han damo. Somebody sounds very Italian over here somewhere. I hope I got a sound check or something like this. Big alligator, he's mysterious. Big alligator, he's amphibious. Big alligator, he's dangerous. But with a big alligator, you can be prosperous. I was raised in a swamp by my old grandpa. We ate turtle meat, a fish called gar. Grandpa told me about panthers and bears, but most of all, he told me to beware about Halpatichubi Nakshunichkiga. Halpatichubi Okinkeiwa. Halpatichubi Hinokazijiwa. Halpatichubi Imajajiwa. As the days of the summers grew longer and hot, Grandpa took me on my first gator hunt. We pushed through sawgrass and willow sloughs with a yellow-eyed dog in a dugout canoe. The dog started sniffing something in the air. Grandpa said, must be gator over there. Better grab your knife and some rope. And remember what I told you when you was a boy about Halpatichubi Nakshunichkiga. Halpatichubi Okinkeiwa. Halpatichubi Hinokajijiwa. Halpatichubi Imajajiwa. At the age of 12, I was sure of myself. I could catch alligators by myself. But my dog didn't know what my grandpa said. He jumped in the water by the gator's head. Halpatichubi didn't even pause. My dog disappeared in the gator's jaws. I can still hear my grandpa saying, Halpatichubi Nakshunichkiga. Halpatichubi Okinkeiwa. Halpatichubi Hinokazijiwa. Halpatichubi Himashajiwa. Oh, Halpatichubi Nakshunichkiga. Halpatichubi Okinkeiwa. Halpatichubi Hinokazijiwa. Halpatichubi Himashajiwa. Many years later, I remember that day, how that big bull gator swallowed my dog. Scars and pain haunts my life, but I've learned to live and I learned to survive. Halpatichubi nakshinichkiga, halpatichubi okinkeyiwa, halpatichubi hinokajijiwa, halpatichubi himajajiwa. Oh, halpatichubi nakshinichkiga, halpatichubi okinkeyiwa, halpatichubi hinokajijiwa, halpatichubi himajajiwa. Oh, halpatichubi, halpatichubi. Big alligator.